Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. My guest today is Sean Fetteplace, and I didn't realize that since you're from Portland, I'll ask you the same question I asked Phil yesterday, as far as what have you, now that you are a Wisconsin resident and very invested in not only the state but multiple businesses in the state, what have you really embraced about being a Wisconsinite now? And what have you, what will you always kind of hold on to as far as being a West Coaster?
West Coaster, I grew up basically on Mount Hood. And
Is that by Portland?
Yeah, Mount Hood is like, whenever you see pictures of Portland and there's like that mountain in the background, it's really beautiful. Mount Hood's like one of the most beautiful mountains in the country. I do miss the mountains, I won't lie. Madison's lovely, but
not very mountainous.
No, it's not. There's a few hills.
We got Cascade Mountain. You've ever been up there?
Yeah, I have. I've been to Rib Mountain. I've done that stuff. And that's probably the thing I miss the most from Pacific Northwest.
The topography.
Yeah. And then living in Wisconsin, so I have several layers of cholesterol flowing through my blood because of all the cheese.
Yeah.
In the state. And I do think we have pretty good food here in the state. Definitely I have partaken in that, which is why I look a little different now than I did when I left Oregon. But
Is that the main cause? Is you're just like, oh, there's just too much cheese in the state. And that's it. That's all I can say.
Well, you got to shop local. You got to support small business. And I have to say, I have very much lived up to that commitment.
Fair. So as far as, because I'm in Milwaukee. I'm currently in Waukesha, I should say. You live in Madison. So besides kind of the big ones there, what are some of the like guilty pleasures that you have found in your recruitment for members of Main Street Alliance that you're not just saying it because they're members, but because you're like, oh wow, your food is top shelf.
Well, sometimes people become members because I like their stuff and then I talk to the owner. So I would say, I know it's kind of cliche a little bit because they're so popular, but in Milwaukee, I love Odd Duck. Like
I still haven't been to Odd Duck.
You need to go. Melissa is amazing. Their staff's amazing. I ate there not that long ago, and the bread was smoky. And I was just like, how is this bread smoky? And it's because they wood fire it. I just had like this braised beef thing, and it honestly, I'm not kidding, was the best thing I've ever eaten, period. So
there's that.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not trying to oversell it. Like it really was like life changing. So there's them. I would say, here in Madison, Delta Beer Lab is really interesting. We have a lot of breweries. We have a lot of food places up in the Driftless region. You've got Driftless Cafe, up there, Wonder State Coffee. I actually drink Wonder State Coffee pretty much every single day. And up here in Madison, they have that cafe that is right on the square.
Yeah, I've been to that one.
Yeah, I go up there because A, I like their coffee, B, they're a member, and so I want to support them, but C, all the politicians are there all the time getting their coffee, and so it's a really good place to
corner some people.
Yeah.
That's a good point. I'm trying to think. I feel like it is often the food that people say. It's like the cheese, the brats, but I think the actual really good restaurants we have, you don't always think about Wisconsin or Madison or some of the places of having really excellent chefs and really excellent restaurants, but we have those too. I mean, I think just in, what was it, a couple months ago that one of the chefs at Diplomat won a James Beard Award. I'm sure there's a couple of James Beard Awards in Madison.
Yeah, there's actually several of our members have been nominated in Milwaukee. Gregory Leon was nominated. The folks over at Good Kind were nominated, and there's been a lot of folks at, there's just like a really high level food scene, and there's restaurants throughout the state that if they were in New York City or LA or Chicago, there'd be like a month long waiting list to get in. And so it's just really cool to see that sort of farm to table culture in the state and how unpretentious it is. And also, I have to say, I love working with all of our small business owners. Our tatted up chefs, who are members of ours, are some of the coolest folks I know, and really enjoy getting to work with them and hang out with people who are just extremely talented, interesting people.
Are there any Wisconsin food traditions that you absolutely cannot get on board with?
I don't really like state fair food. I don't like fried Oreos or any of that junk. I don't know. It's just like it just doesn't appeal to me at all. And I know that's sacrilegious here in Wisconsin.
I don't know if it's sacrilegious. I'm kind of excited to check it out this year. I think it starts. Does it start tomorrow? Does it start tomorrow or next week?
I mean, honestly, I'd go to the state fair mostly just to see Giannis at some point.
I think that he's at some point going to pop up again like he did last year.
Yeah, it's probably just going to be a regular thing for him. So, but yeah, I'll look it up. But I definitely want to go there because it is a good thing to like bring a young kid to for the first time. We were just at the Dane County Fair the other day, and my son spent a lot of time hanging out with bunnies and rabbits and, you know, horses and all that stuff. It's definitely a fun time of year.
For sure. Jane, did you get the date?
August 4th.
Oh, so next week. All right. So next week. We got a week. What about cannibal sandwiches? Have you adopted that yet?
As somebody who's married to somebody who cares a lot about food safety, no. And I never will.
My mom is highly disappointed. My mother loves cannibal sandwiches, and so does Mike. Actually, it's something. My friend who's a doctor came for Christmas this year, and he was like, "I'm not eating that. Like, this is not up to code." And so,
yeah. I will eat raw steak or medium raw, but or not raw, rare. But yeah, it's just like it's sort of a risk versus reward.
Fair.
It's a little out of whack.
Fair. All right. Well, we're going to take another break, but when we come back, we're going to get into some of the myth busting of some of the other business unions or business lobbying firms in Wisconsin. And you might have heard about one or two of them. Come back after the break with As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Wish I could be there for you. Give me a reason to. Every time I'm walking out, I can hear you.